Turunduse täht.
I can start from
okay,
here, I
I'm
think.
Okay.
In Estonia, it's a warm summer and nothing really happens. So it's difficult to even when you are closely looking, find different things. But what happened last week was actually that one of the biggest, I think that most weighted event for kids, as Lotte, that is a kind of a cartoon created by Estonians.
Like a Disney, local Disney.
Like a local Disney.
I've heard about that.
Okay. And yes. There was a big theme park opening near Pärnu, by the way.
Yeah.
And I was thinking a lot that should I go, should I not go? But what I liked in the communication was that they did a good thing. Kids really, really waited to go there.
Right.
But and there were kind of people covering and kids testing how interesting it was in the theme park, and everything was good. But then what drew my attention was someone telling that, oh, it's too boring there.
Right.
And then I felt for the first time, and I really would like to go there and test it with my own kid.
Okay.
So the lesson learned from it was that that in the communication is a bit dangerous to be too good to everyone, but kind of the bit of the honesty might help to create the interest taught things more than you can expect only in the positive communication. So when I have time, I will go and visit them, and that's why my award would go to them.
And actually, they have a huge challenge in front of them, because they want to receive 2,000 people per day to see visitors like that. So if you calculate a little bit, so Estonians have to be really eager to go there, or they have to start exporting the idea of this park. So the quality has to be even better, and the servicing quality, what we are talking today.
Yes, absolutely true. That you're 100% correct. And I cannot, another thing which, you know, in passing I'm saying, that award that you just told me about, I have never heard this from any other place before. You have done something which is so unique, really. It is so unique. You should really market that. Every single company, every single organization, you should literally write to every single state or, you know, city and in the whole world. They all should know.
Yes,
there's a worldwide award which goes out of Estonia. So the Estonian flag should fly everywhere.
Do you hear me?
Good, very good comment.
Thank you.
Any candidate from you. Can you give us a candidate from your life or you've seen?
Let me think about it. I will, you know.
Okay, then I will put my one and then you can just add.
Sure.
Yes, because of the warm summer, especially, there is nothing special. But it was just an idea that I got from social media. There is a festival, the concert festival for 4 days in southern Estonia. It's called Viljandi Folk. And what is interesting, it's a folk festival. I believe it was 10, they have been around 10 years there. So when they first started, I thought, this is a lousy thing. What is folk music? There is some kind of, maybe a hippie thing or something. I thought it's a narrow conception of a concert, because, okay, I understood the rock festivals, the pop music festivals, but the folk music, it's something old-fashioned. But and therefore, I've never been there, I have to be serious. But now, after the 10 years, what I see...
Raoul, they have been there for 22 years, not 10.
Time
flies
fast. Yes, yes. Nice to comment, because they started when we got our freedom, probably. So... Yeah. Now, what has happened that all those years, and especially this year, it ended yesterday. So all those 4 days and days before that, and even today, I get tens and tens and tens of messages, pics and videos in social media from different people who have been to this folk festival. So my understanding is that absolutely everybody, is there, and this is a kind of, I don't know how they have done it. I don't know. I know that they have been grown to be a very large one, but still the folk festival in my mind has to be a small narrow thing, but this is a, I would say, the most important festival of the year now every year in Estonia.
Right. No, those are the kinds of things that, you know, especially the reason I've also felt, you know, the reason I remembered also is that the children's thing. I don't think there is anything like that anywhere in the world. And if you guys can market that, it will be another Disney in Estonia.
Yes.
I can tell you that for sure.
So let's give our award this time to Lotte.
Yes, Lotte. Thank you for doing that. Keep up going. It's challenging, but I think that all kids of Estonia feel that it's worth of doing.